Machinists clashed with each other yesterday at their union hall in Everett. About 36 of them had marched from Boeing's main factory building to call attention to their demand for a vote on Boeing's latest contract offer. And as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, emotions were running high.
Do you think you vote on every single offer they get? Do you think you vote on every single offer
this
they throw at
you? This was our final offer!
When the marchers got to the union hall, the screaming matches were already underway. Union members who support a vote were being challenged by members who support the union leadership.
If it's a different contract, we have the right to vote. That's in the bylaws.
Arguments broke out everywhere. They were over whether Boeing's latest offer was different from the one members rejected last month, and whether the union leadership was right not to bring the current offer to a vote. And then... People chanted the name of the local union leader, Tom Robleski, whose office is in South Seattle. Machinist Carl Nielsen called for Robleski's resignation. He faults the leader for turning down a contract offer that might be the union's only chance to get the 777X plane and the thousands of jobs at stake.
We want a voice. We do not want Tom's voice anymore. We want our voice to be heard, and we want it now. We need to stand as a united front, whether it's yes or whether it's no.
Nielsen was debating a union steward, Lester Mullen. Mullen acknowledged the split within the union.
We need to come to a consensus, not just with Boeing, but with ourselves. And we need to stand strong together. Otherwise, we're going to be hurt.
The marchers are asking Boeing not to require the union leadership's endorsement in order to proceed with a vote. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.